And the mirror can reflect exactly what is presented in front of it. If it has no dirt on it, when there is dirt, the reflection obviously is this perfect one. Therefore, it is said, Mano vividam proktam shuddham cha shuddham e. An impure mind has dirt or desire. Desire is demand for happiness. The object can be anything, but when we seek happiness of anything, it's desire. It is known as kama santarpa, a notion of happiness on something other than oneself. That is the dirt. Ashuddham kama santarpa. In the seat of contemplation, slowly as we quieten our mind, ask this question to yourself, what is that without which you feel complete? What is that which you think that's your very soul's happiness? It can be a person, it can be an object, the very moment I depend on something else to become complete, I lose my freedom. The worldly balance, people love to be dependent on each other. We often say, without him or her, I am incomplete. Because very few people seek total freedom. Either we depend upon others, or we love to have many people depend on us. Therefore, impurity of the mind is not anger, lust, greed, etc. It is losing dependence. Question your dependence. Look at the choice that you have. This does not mean one should not work for affection, professional success. But don't depend on them for your happiness. The inner transformation is a choice that we make every moment. The fish that has become a tortoise. The turtle that became a land living animal. This growth was due to stepping out of dependence. So to the evolution of inner journey is a question of the dependence. Can the mind exist without dependence? The nature of the mind even though it is expression of the self, then it is filled with the desires, it is the cause of bondage. The very same mind, when it starts freeing itself, becomes the means to freedom. மனஷாணம் காரணம் பந்தமோஷய விஷயாசக்தம் மோக்ஷம் நிர்விஷயம் ஸ்மிருதம். விஷயாசக்தம் பந்த காரணம், நிர்விஷயம் மோக்ஷ காரணம். மைண்ட் அலோன் இஸ் இன் பாண்டேஜ், மைண்ட் அலோன் அண்ட் ஃபிரீ ஃப்ரம் செல்ஃப். The objects that are around us and the people around us, do they cause attachment? No material object depends on us. Phone doesn't depend on you. A table or chair doesn't depend on you. Your car doesn't depend on you. We depend on them. Therefore, the world is not the cause of bondage. And if you say it is people, my son, my daughter, my husband, my wife, they are the cause of your attachment. యుద్ధం దేక సర్వాయుతోటి If it is so, your responsibility in life is to make them discover that their happiness is entirely their responsibility. You may help them discover. And even those who depend on you, do it as a seva, not as an obligation. When you perform your action as a service, your dependence on them reduces. Until they realize they can be independent. And when they become independent of you, you don't regret. Very often parents feel neglected when the children become independent. You should consider as freedom. Not being neglected. Beginning of every day, you must confirm and affirm yourself, I am independent. I am a soul, not a person. Not a born entity. I am an expression of the Absolute God. Independent of all relationships. I am complete by myself. I choose to do what I do and choose to not do when I feel I have done the best. Do not wait for others to acknowledge what you have done. Nirastha Vishaya Sangam Sanniruttam Mano Hridi Yadayatma Mano Bhavam Tadatat Paramam Padam. At the beginning of the day, after a nice deep sleep, before you enter the world with your mind asserting its individuality, Mano Hridi Sanniruttam Yatha. When the mind abides in the self, Atmano Bhavam Ayati. The nature of the self is available to you. As you sit down now quietly, watch the thoughts that arise. When they stop talking, you stop thinking. Inner stillness is available to you all the time. You may often notice that when you are conversing with someone, the mind is hurrying to go to the next thought. Very often you won't even listen what the other person is saying. The mind has been behaving this way all the time. Conversely, when you pay attention to what the other person is saying, you need not have to get hurried up to answer back. Try to do that, and you can find stillness even while you are with people. And when you are in the quiet seat of meditation, don't force to think. Thinking should be a choice. Manasah Swabhavam Chanchalatvam, Atmanah Swabhavam Sthiratvam. The nature of the mind is restlessness. The nature of the self is stillness. as and when possible during the day. Take a few minutes to quieten the mind, bring the stillness. Avoid forceful thinking. The world doesn't need you to think about it. The world will go on when you're without you, without you thinking or acting on it. Tavati venirodhavyam yavat kritikatam kshayam etat jnanam cha dhyanam cha sheshu nyayascha vistarah. Until the point the mind abiding in the self needs to be done. This is knowledge and this is meditation. Everything else is explanation. all studies, all explanations finally culminate in extinguishing the mind. The one which has doubts, the one that needs all explanations, deliberations, arguments, if it is still actively independent of the self, it doesn't fulfill itself to find the freedom. As even you study, reflect, contemplate, the mind should reduce its intensity. And submit itself to the self. What is known as prapatti, surrender to the Lord. In the path of devotion is the Atmanishtha, abidance in the self, in the path of knowledge. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om.